This is our Tuesday edition of Winners. We're now going to discuss track work, and joining us with all the latest from Flemington is Daryl Shearer. How are you, Daryl?
Very well, thanks, Nadia. You?
Yeah, pretty good. How was the morning?
It was quite balmy. There were shirt sleeves aplenty, and you'd have thought it was December or November again.
Okay, well, let's have a look at some of the highlights. A few grass gallops. What's the latest with Santa and Elaine?
Santa is bursting with health. He was back in Flemington this morning and just had a little bit of a leg stretcher on the grass, steeple grass, with the cones out about 4 or 5 metres, but he just cruised over 800 metres and was allowed to just pick up the last 400 metres, Nadia. He looked like he was just standing still virtually, but he's still broken 24 seconds for his last little bit of the work, and came back bouncing with a big smile on his face, and he couldn't be in better shape after his Group 1 win in Sydney at Randwick, first week of the championships.
So he looks like he's in good order. Morton's Fork?
Morton, yes, Morton's back at Flemington. He's almost certainly going to run in the Easter Cup at Caulfield at the weekend, and he was out early, was on his own on the grass, and wasn't out to do anything spectacular, but cruised over 1,200 metres and, again, just picked up his last 400 metres and did it nice and easily, came back, was in good terms with himself, and he wasn't beaten all that far in that Golden Mile race at Bendigo, and the 2,000 metres is possibly getting out to his distance range, but certainly the way he looks and appearance-wise, he couldn't be in any better shape for James Cummings.
And Haunted?
Haunted was similar, was out early, just on his own, on the grass, 1,000 metres, wasn't out to do anything spectacular, but just had a nice rhythm all the way and cruised through the line, his last 400 metres, tick over 24 seconds, but keen to go faster, looked like there was still plenty there under the bonnet, and he's another one that's ready to resume and run a nice race.
And also Tophane.
Yeah, Tophane's a really nice filly that's trained by Mike Moroney, and she was expected to nearly win first up and just found one a little bit better than her, but she went to Ballarat, I'm pretty sure it was, last start, and made no mistake with Damien Oliver, and she's a Ocean Park filly that looks to have plenty of upside, and she wasn't out to do anything spectacular, but 1,000 metres on the grass, came home the last 400 metres, tick over 24.5, and did it nice and comfortably. And she's certainly a filly, as I say, with a bit of upside. And for an Ocean Park, she's actually got quite a bit of speed about her. And she's nominated for the 1,100 metre fillies race on Saturday. And if she goes there, I'd say she's going to run very well.
Okay. Then we go to the next horse to discuss, and Lady Lupino, who's likely to head to Sydney.
I believe that's the plan from Danny O'Brien's stable. She's nominated for the Champagne, and she had a right-handed gallop on the grass this morning. Nadia was out a little bit later in the daylight, which is what they tend to do with the right-handed bits of work. But she can be a little bit fizzy and sometimes wants to get things over and done fairly quickly. But she was nice and relaxed this morning. 1,000 metres, again, didn't look like she was going overly far.
And we seem to have lost Daryl's line there. So what we might do is take a break and get him back on a more suitable line. Be back in a moment. We are with Daryl Shearer. Daryl, we're just talking about Lady Lupino heading up to Sydney.
Yeah, Nadia. She's a little bit of a fizzy filly and tend to want to get things over and done with in a hurry. But she went right-handed on the grass this morning. She's nominated for the Champagne Stakes at Randwick on Saturday, and she relaxed nicely into this and cruised over 1,000 metres and really quickened up her last 400 metres and looked like she had plenty more to give. And it's obviously a step up in class for her on Saturday, but the way that she coped 1,400 metres at Sandown, her last start, and beat the big Sprue course, there's no reason why you wouldn't send her up there and think that she's got a little bit of a chance.
Harapore has got a couple of noms in a few states.
He has, but I think the plan is for him to run at Caulfield, and he's ticking over. He's another one that's just ticking over nicely, and he was had a mate with him on the grass over 1,000 metres, and just sat off the quarters to the turn, and then just cruised past, and probably shaded the gallop by about a head or a neck, but still had plenty more to give, and tick over 25 seconds for the last 400 metres, but certainly could have improved on that had he wanted to. And as I said, he's a horse that he's got more than his share of ability. So I'm not quite sure what the race at Caulfield on Saturday is going to shape up like. But wherever he goes, I would say that he's going to give a good account of himself.
And Bandipur?
Bandipur, he's knee-high to a grasshopper. There's nothing of him. He's a tiny little thing, but what there is all heart. And again, he wasn't out to do anything spectacular, but just cruised along and tick over 24.5 for his last 400 metres. And he's race fit, you know that, from his last start. And he's nominated for the open sprint on Saturday. And again, as I said, he's only little, but he's all heart. And wherever he runs, you know that he's going to try his best.
And also, we've got Hokkaido Miss, who's nominated for Caulfield Saturday.
Yeah, she's a mare from Japan that ran terrific first up and a little bit flat second up, but she's nominated over a little bit further race at Caulfield on Saturday over 2,000 metres. And one of her wins in France was over 2,700 metres. So I think more than anything else, she's probably just been crying out for a little bit more trip. But she was out early this morning in partnership with with Al Melita, another Waterhouse bot mare. And they were over 1,200 metres and just cruised home last 400 metres, ticked under 25 seconds, but both were capable of going faster. But Hokkaido's certainly come through, and she looks in really, really good order. She's starting to come through in the coats and really starting to look well. So I would say that the step-up in trip on Saturday over the 2,000 metres is going to see her to a lot better advantage.
Okay, and also, was there anything from the jump-outs last Friday?
There was. We had a couple of... we had some heats at Werribee on the Monday, and then smaller set of heats back at Flemington on Friday, and Chris Waller filly won her 800 metre heat and did it really comfortably, led most of the way and came clear to win in 47 and a tick for the 800 metres. Mark Zara was aboard, and she did it. It was more of a style that she did it in than anything else. Nadia, she did it really comfortably and was under no pressure at all. And the interesting thing with her is she was sent down here just to get away from the wet tracks in Sydney, so she's got no problem with that. And she's nominated for races at Kensington next Monday, but the 1100 metre fillies race at Caulfield on Saturday looks more to be her place. And certainly, if anyone's looking at her, if she does take her place in the form guide, the jump out was certainly strong enough to make you think that she's going to go there and be more than competitive.
Very good. Thanks, Darryl.
Thanks, Nadia.